Unit 16. Problem. Number 1. Listen to each situation. Write the question, then try to find a solution.
Here is a puzzle, a riddle. There is a man who leaves the 13th floor apartment and goes to work every day. He gets in the elevator, presses the button for the ground floor, gets out and goes to work. However, when he goes home, he presses the button for the 12th floor and gets out at the 12th floor and walks up to the 13th floor. Why? Why do you think?
The elevator won't go up to the 13th floor.
No, it goes up to the 13th floor.
No. Can you give me a hint?
Okay, here's the hint. If he carries an umbrella or a tennis racket, he gets off at the 13th floor.
Here is another riddle. One day, Bill and Mary were found dead in the middle of the floor in their living room. The window was open and some broken glass and water was found next to their bodies. However, there was no blood on the floor. How did they die? Here is a hint. Bill and Mary are names used not only for people.
Now, this is a difficult one. A gardener was told to plant 4 trees. All the trees must be in the same distance from the other trees. How did he plant the trees?
How about like this? This tree is in the middle of the other 3 trees, and other 3 trees are in a triangle.
Then the tree in the centre is closer to the other trees than the trees in the triangle are from each other.
Ah, all 4 same distance from each other.
From each other, yeah.
Can you give me a hint?
Well, they don't all have to be at the same level.
Oh.
There are 9 dots arranged in 3 rows. 3 dots in a row. Now what you have to do is connect all the 9 dots using only 4 straight lines. And you can't lift your pen from the paper. Okay? So how will you do that?
Oh, well, let's see. Let's do it this way. Let's go this way. And this way is 3 lines?
3 lines?
Oh, gee, got a problem here.
Yeah, it doesn't look that you can make it.
Let's try again. Can you give me a hint?
Okay. The lines can be extended beyond the boundaries created by the dots.
Yes. Listen to the dialogue and complete the table below. The first one has been done for you.
Oh, Rod. Welcome back. Hi, Jim. My goodness. What on earth happened to the flat? Oh, I had a party with a few friends. A few? It looks like a bomb fell on it. Look, I'm really sorry. I wasn't expecting you back so soon. I was going to tidy everything up before you got back. Hey, the leg on this table's broken. Yes, I think someone fell over it. I'll fix it, don't worry. These are my records, aren't they? This one's scratched. Is it? Well, I'll replace it, of course. But I've only just bought it. Yes, I feel really bad about all this. You know what it's like, Rod. Everyone was having fun and things just got, a bit out of hand. Some of our glasses are broken too. Look. Oh, I'll buy some new ones. I'm afraid the record player doesn't work. But I'll take it to the shop this afternoon. Have you seen all this rubbish on the floor? Empty cans, bottles, food, serviettes, cigarette ends. Yes, I was just about to clear it up. I should have been more careful. What a disaster. What about these stains on the sofa? And the cigarette burns on the carpet? I'll clean the sofa immediately. And the cigarette burns, well.
Number 3. Listen to Brian talking about an experience he was involved in Africa. Then decide whether the following statements are true or false. Brian, you've had some fairly horrifying experiences in your life, haven't you? I mean, having lived all over the world and things like that.
Yes, I've been in earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, seen tidal waves, volcanoes erupting, just about everything. All possible. Floods, all possible natural disasters. But I think the most frightening experience was being involved in a bus crash.
In this country?
No, this was in Africa. In a bus which was going through the countryside on a dirt road. It was a bus crowded with people, crowded with luggage, and the bus had stopped at a small town, at a bar, where the driver had a few beers, and then loaded a crate of beer on the bus on the roof rack. When we eventually set off from that place, the driver got up speed and suddenly ran off the road. I remember the bus turning over two or three times and of grabbing hold of a handle, and eventually the bus came to rest upside down. All I could feel was a tremendous bang on the head, which later turned out to be the crate of beer. The only sound was of the engine still running.
People weren't screaming and things like that?
No. There was dead silence. Absolute shocked silence. And it was a long way from any town or any village. And the only thing you could hear was the engine. The driver ran away into the bush. He was frightened. So what happened was everybody crawled out of the back window and left their suitcases and possessions. And everyone was terrified the bus would explode. And eventually, someone had the sense to turn the engine off, and we all crawled back in again to get our possessions. And no one seemed particularly injured. Everyone was just shocked and stunned. And it was only after about 10 or 15 minutes of sitting on the ground that people began to collapse and become unconscious and suddenly appear very seriously injured. Eventually a lorry came and took us to hospital. And it was only in hospital I realised just how serious it was. The girl sitting next to me on the bus was also sitting next to me in the hospital. And the nurse was asking her age, her religion, etc., etc. And suddenly the girl just lay down and died. Three other people who'd been sitting near me also died. So I think, even though I've been in earthquakes and floods, that was the most frightening experience, being in the bus as it turned over and over.